Welcome to Golf Better at Edwin Watts Golf. Episode number 69. Hello, everyone. Tom Brussell here, and thanks so much for joining us. Whether this is your first time listening or you're a regular subscriber, we're glad you're with us. And Kenny Nicholson's sitting in with me. Kenny, and it's great to have you back, man.
Yeah, glad to be back.
You know, Kenny, right now going on in our stores and here at corporate office is the Innovation Launch Event with Wilson staff. And who better to join us than the Global Director of Research and Development for Wilson Golf up in Chicago, Illinois, Mr. Bob Thurman. Bob, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, glad to be on there. Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Kenny.
Thank you.
Hey, before we launch into the new products, John, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about day-to-day what you do?
Well, it is a mouthful of a title, and as the title says, it's a global job, meaning that my responsibility is I'm in charge of product creation for the globe. My charge is to put a palette of products together that can be used by the different regions that we market golf products in, namely, you know, Europe and Middle East and Africa, the United States or the North America continent, and Asia as well. So it's a global job in essence.
So the same product that's played in the U.S. obviously is not the same product that's going to be played in Asia or Europe for that matter, correct?
Right. Well, I mean, it's not always exactly the same, but, you know, as we say, we think globally, but we act locally, meaning that we adapt our products to match more of the player types that are in the specific regions. The Asian players are different than the European players, and European players have different preferences from the Americans. So we tend to cater and customize our products so that they work better in those markets.
Yeah, it just helps the listener understand a little bit more about how much work goes into creating a product, not just here, but abroad. So something a lot of people might not have even known. And then you had, at one time, you had different rules, so you could use different coefficients of restitution on driver and things like that. So
things can get clumsy. You're exactly right. We had different rules on coefficients of restitution, which is how lively a driver is. They were different in Japan and Asia than they were in the U.S., and we had to make sure those products were made differently. Going back to the beginning of my career when the golf balls, we had the 1.62-inch, you know, British-sized golf ball. So I've seen a few different executions of the product.
Yeah. I remember those days. You go over to Britain and play the British Open and go down to the smaller ball.
Small ball, that's where it came from.
Oh, man. Talk about a little bit, Bob, about the rich history within Wilson staff and the, you know, the iron history that you guys have, predominantly as an iron company and as a club maker throughout the whole bag.
You know, it's a really rich history. It's a very interesting history if you've looked at it. We've had 62 major championships won with Wilson staff irons, almost the same amount in each decade. So we're as relevant today as we were back in the early days. The company started in 1914, and the first endorsed athlete for the globe was Gene Sarazen. I apologize, almost blanked on that. Gene Sarazen was our first endorsed athlete, first paid Wilson staff person. So that's where staff comes from. We use those athletes to help us design products, and that goes back, and that's where the sand wedge was created with Gene Sarazen back in 1937, and that goes throughout the decades with the Sam Sneeds and the Arnold Palmers, and you get into the Tom Kites and the John Daly's and Payne Stewart's right up on up today with our marquee guy, which is Padraig Harrington and Ricky Barnes.
Well, Bob, we got the big launch event this week with a whole array of new products. Why don't you just start off and let's talk a little bit about the FT Tour irons or wherever you feel comfortable starting.
Okay, if you don't mind, I generally like to pull back and talk about our collection of products. We feel that player segmentation is very simple for us, and the way that we explain where our products are positioned for people to understand what they should play themselves. We feel there are three categories of players: a D player, a C player, and an F player. I know those sound like failing grades, but it actually stands for players that are primarily focused on distance. And on the F side, players that are primarily ascribed to field products or F products. And then C is kind of a blend of both those two. About 55% of the players out there are D players, and we'll talk about products like our new DeFi combo set that fall into that category of player. We'll talk about our C products, which our new CI9 iron falls into that category. And then our F products, we surround our best players in the world with FG, and we'll talk about the FG Tour products and golf balls that go with those. Okay, if you look at all the research that we've done over the last couple of years, and you look at Wilson Sporting Goods as a whole, one thing that we have as a luxury as Wilson Sporting Goods is we're not only a golf company, we're a sporting goods brand. But we are leaders in racket technology. We are leaders in the baseball world. We own the DeMarini brand. If you guys are the listeners,
that's something new. I didn't know you guys owned DeMarini.
We do. And Demarini, very smart people, kind of the boutique brand that's grown from out of the softball bat industry into baseball bats. And baseball bats are very much like drivers. They've created, you know, very thin wall barrels to make these things very hot, much like the driver faces. One of the technologies that Demarini utilizes is called half and half technology, where they marry aluminum and composites. Like the barrel may be aluminum, but the handle may be a composite or a graphite, like a graphite shaft. So you can change the weight distribution. A lot of that work, we're sitting, you know, right next door to those guys at our innovation center, and there's a lot of cross things that are done. So with the DeFi set, the biggest feature of that set is our half and half shaft. It's the tip section of it is steel, and the butt section is graphite. So it delivers a very lightweight steel playing shaft at the weight of graphite at 75 grams. So people that love to play steel shafts, you know, 80% of shafts sold out there are steel shafts. People that love those but need the benefit to bring their swing speeds up, that's a great shaft for that product.
Does that also help with vibration?
Absolutely. The graphite is actually placed underneath the grip or underneath the hands. And when you go from two dissimilar materials, when you go from steel into graphite, that actually acts as a vibration dampening or shock trap type device that dampens out a lot of the vibration. So that graphite actually helps that as well.
Yeah, which is a huge bonus for a lot of people, because I would say of the percentage of people that play graphite, some of those, you know, being seniors and ladies that definitely need those to help generate club head speed. But also there's a lot of people that have tendonitis or elbows or shoulders that are sore that can't play steel because of the vibration, so they do choose graphite. So this is a great option for them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Very soft fillet impact.
Bob, to talk about the set makeup of the DeFi.
Okay, the name DeFi, as I was talking about, our D category of players, it's a distance-oriented product. It's married to our fiber line of fairway utilities. Fiber is a fairway system of fairway woods and hybrids that are married together to form one continuous line with a transition club called a Phi club in the middle at 19.5 degrees. So the set begins with a Phi club, which is the longest club that most players need to for long par threes or for that shot where they're just trying to get the ball close, and then moves into our four hybrid, which is a four iron replacement, and then we transition into different kinds of iron clubs. So the five and six are what we call hollow irons. Hollow irons are very good because we remove the weight from the internal part of the head, and we create a very wide sole iron. Center of gravity is very low and very deep, and these things are like rocket ships. When you hit them, it's very easy to get up, and then it transitions down into a cavity back in the 7, 8, 9, and pitch for a very playable for scoring shots.
That's a great-looking set of clubs.
Yeah, aesthetically, it looks awesome. And it looks like that set, if you're looking for forgiveness, it's the ultimate package.
Absolutely, and it's a hot list. You know, Golf Digest, high marks in innovation, and a lot of great feedback from around the world about the novelty of the product and how it addresses the needs of a certain caliber of player.
Bob Thurman, the Global Director of Research and Development for Wilson Golf, joining us, going through the new products that are out there. Keep going, Bob. You're on a roll.
You got the C class next.
Yeah, we'll roll into the C class. C class is a player that we identify. There's 30% of the players out there that are C players, and most of the time, those players are either coming from a distance category where they've gotten better, or maybe they're an aging player or a player that just needs more forgiveness that are coming from our F type product. So it's what we call C stands for crossover or control. So it's a blend of the two types of players, more mid-sized hits, more gentler offsets, has just enough game improvement features with the looks and stylings of our FG Tour products. So our CI9 is just that. If you look down at it, it looks very compact and very very playerish from a dress, but all the technology and the weighting and the heel-toe weighting with higher moments of inertia in the head helps the player hit the ball straighter. And we combine that with a nice FST shaft, which is the maker of the KBS shafts, the stepless shaft with that provides more feel and higher flight for that player. And it's just a great overall club for the masses. If you want to start with one, that's a great product to look at first.
So the mid to low handicap guy, he's going to look into this C-class iron. Somebody that needs just a little bit extra help, especially in the longer irons, but still a real good player with the short irons, it's going to be a perfect set for him.
Absolutely, that's the way that I would position it. We try not to pigeon handicaps most of the thing, but if you had to put a handicap range on that, 5 to about a 15 is not a bad handicap range to think about that product for.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, there, in all honesty, we got some guys here that are, you know, mid to high handicap players, but for some reason they can hit a blade, which is crazy, better than they can a regular cavity back iron. So everybody tees their own, but to categorize, that type of player, that's what I like to say, mid to low for this type of iron. Definitely, you're still a good player, but you don't get out there as much and you need just a little bit more help. This is one that you definitely need to look at. Now, one of the lines that obviously doesn't sell through as much because it's catered to a little bit better player, but is the F-Series irons. And I go back to the FG51, which was one of the sweetest blades I ever hit.
Exactly. One of the first blades that when I started here in 1990, they were working on at that time. I was a golf ball engineer at the time, so I came up from that side. But FG was a long, rich heritage of things from the FG17 to the FG51 and the 53s and all the homogenization or the machinations that go with that over the years. That's the rich, long heritage of the Wilson Staff Tour blade. We've always stayed pretty true to a blade with that. The FG Tour would be the first true cavity back forged iron that we've done under an FG branding. Little toe weighting helps improve the moment of inertia on that iron, helps it make it a little bit more stable, especially in the longer irons. But still, that compact blade size that most of these tour type players use, including Padraig Harrington, Ricky Barnes, and Paul Lowry.
And like we said in the DeFi irons, a beautiful set of clubs.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the hardest parts that you can get into beautiful is, when I started working, we were always the whole fixation from a research and development standpoint was on the engineering principles that went in as managing what we call the weight budget and mass properties and all those good things that make the ball go far or straight. But as we moved into the 2000s, industrial design of these products have become very, very important. So as we develop a new technology, we also have to develop our industrial designing and styling and graphical treatment of all the products. And if you look at products from not only our company or any company in this decade and compare them to a decade ago, it's amazing how much better looking products that we make now.
Yeah, the whole line's very pretty. Let's move right into the TW9 Tour Milled Wedges. You could touch on those for us.
Okay, TW stands for Tour Wedge. Let's make sure we know that's straight first. Had some questions on that before in the past.
I think we're crystal clear.
I think we're crystal clear. Good. That's the one that we've always gone out with our tour staff, Padraig Harrington. We brought those to him last year before his run through the Open and the PGA Championship when he won the 60 and 61st major. And he, with very minimal tweaks, he put them in play 2 weeks before. So aggressive grooves on those going back to the pre-2010 groove specification. All of the product in TW9 was made before January 1st, 2010. So they are conforming golf clubs, and any player can play them up until the year 2024 unless they're playing in an event for a highly skilled golfer. So, those are great, great wedges.
They're good. I can still play that until 2024. I will not be in that event.
Unless 2014 you try to make an open qualifier.
Yeah. Yeah. On those TW9s, Bob, you're looking at a chrome and a black finish as well?
Exactly. One thing that that we recognize is there are two different trends what we call the visual cue. For players, what they actually want to look down and see, a lot of people, we call both of those are anti-glare finishes on the product. One is a satin finish, and the other one is the black PVD finish. So players can choose which one or which style that best meets their eye. So it is offered in both.
Bob, can you touch a little bit on the Fibrid HS? You talked about how the hybrids work into the DeFi set, but individually, the Fibrid Hybrid, per se, I guess, a great seller for you guys, great club.
It is a great golf club. One thing that I'm always looking at is distance gapping. And hybrids came out of a necessity of manufacturers over the years have continued to strengthen lofts on our iron set. So the two iron quickly died, the three iron followed it, the four iron is next in line. A lot of sets are beginning with a five iron. So the long iron replacement category opened up with hybrids probably 5 to 7 years ago. And at that point in time, we're trying to figure out how to attack it. We have fairway woods back during that time period where you had 3-wood, 5-wood, 7-wood, 9-wood, 11-wood, and Callaway had 20 more than that. But then the hybrids came in. And if you look at the lengths that the hybrids are offered, and if you look at loft structure, the loft offerings, they kind of all overlap. They're all between 16 and 24 degrees, all the fairway woods and hybrids, and a little bit different lengths. So they kind of serve the same purpose. And it always bugged me as an innovator to try to figure out how in the world we can make a line that made sense all the way up through it, take the best benefits of a fairway wood from, you know, from very long range in the 15, 18-degree loft range, and feather those down into what are very playable long iron replacements with our hybrids. So that's kind of where fiber came from. But it was hard to figure out where to stop being a fairway wood and where to start being a hybrid. So we kept very much traditionally with the 3-wood and 5-wood at 15 and 18 degrees. Most people, fairway woods are 15 and 18 degrees. And hybrids start at 21. The 3 hybrid is 21, 24, and 27, I guess, for the hybrids. But what do you do between the 5-wood and the 3 hybrid? So we're looking for, you know, what does that club look like? One thing that we recognize from doing a lot of distance testing with players of, you know, not only high swing speeds but low swing speeds is about 20 degrees and about, or 19 and a half degrees and about 41 inches of loft is probably about the optimum loft length combination for most average players to get the ball airborne from a fairway lie. And so that five club at 19 and a half degrees and 41 inches is the easiest club to hit for most people. And that's the center point of the fibered line. We call that a five club. Because it wasn't a hybrid and it wasn't a fairway wood. It was a fairway hybrid or a five club.
So that club's kind of like the sweet spot. Like you said, that's the easiest club for a normal amateur to get airborne from a fairway live, correct?
Exactly. And it's, you know, it also goes into it. If you look at fairway wood sales, 7-woods and 9-woods, most men don't want to play 7-woods and 9-woods. They're playing more traditional hybrids. So this actually, you know, somebody was thinking past a 5-wood and they needed something like a 7-wood, but more like a hybrid, that's exactly what that club is.
Kind of like a gap wedge in hybrids.
It's a fairway gap.
A fairway gap.
Exactly.
Yeah. Bob, you mentioned that you were used to be on the ball side of the business. You also have some great new balls out.
Yes. It's great to be back in a big way with urethane covered golf balls. We had to take a step back over the last 5 years and redevelop our manufacturing processes to get a ball that's worthy of being placed out there with some of the Titleist Pro V1s and the Callaway and the TaylorMade products that have come along. We developed that process. It's a cast urethane cover, very thin. The thinner you can put these covers on, the better the ball will be. It helps the ball spin and behave like these tour players and better players want them to. So that new product is called the FG Tour. It's also built on a low compression technology. So it's about a 75 to 80 compression tour caliber golf ball that you could probably, that somebody that likes a Titleist Pro V1 or a Bridgestone RX 300 would love this ball to try again. So that's what I usually recommend when I talk to people.
And then you also have a golf ball to fit, you know, the person looking for distance or what have you, just like you do in the irons. You got a distance ball.
Exactly.
You have a crossover ball, which is similar to the CI irons.
Yes.
So if you could touch on those real quick.
Sure. We have, as I said, we have D, C, and F categories, and the FG Tour ball that I talk about is the F ball. On the other end is the D and C. D25 and C25 are the official names of those. And then 25 basically stands for this new rule change. Any club with lofts greater than 25 degrees, or about a 5-iron, has to have these less aggressive grooves. So these balls are designed to handle new equipment going forward. So they have softer covers. They're built on low compression technology. And those two things go together to help the ball spin better with less aggressive grooves. So the D25, C25, and FG2 are built with what we call traction control technology to handle the changes that were made by the USGA and R&A that limit the amount of spin a player can put on a ball.
Yeah, and great price points for your listeners out there. Definitely check these out if you're looking for new golf balls or what have you.
Once again, Wilson Staff Innovation launch event going on right now in Edwin Watts stores and also here in the mail order internet side of the business. Check out edwinwattsgolf.com for all these products. Another neat site to check out is the Wilson Staff site because you have some unique fitting type things on there, don't you, Bob?
Yeah, we certainly do. And at wilsonstaff.com, you can go in and we have two different modules. The ball module will come up a little bit later this week. But the club fit module is a 14 club fitting where we take a player through and helps them understand what style of player they are. And then it goes through our product line asking a lot of questions to the player and helps them understand whether they're a D type or a C type or an F type player and recommends through a series of questions which 14 clubs would best work for your bag. And the ball will work the same way. So you'll also see my face on there if you want to know what I look like. But anyway, that's at wilsonstaff.com.
Wilsonstaff.com. Bob, thanks so much for joining us. We know you're busy, but thanks for carving out a few minutes of the day for us. And we're looking forward to a great launch event with you this week.
Yeah, Bob, it was a privilege to have you on with us today. Thanks for joining us.
I appreciate that time, Kenny. It's always worth the time for Evan Watts.
Take care. Have a great day. Kenny, it always is great to talk to these guys. I mean, you learn so much, and the Fi Club is really, really something that kind of sticks in me. It's kind of like you said, a gap fairway.
It is. I mean, you know, kudos to Bob for explaining the different, you know, different products within the brand, because there's one that fits everybody out there. But the club that does stick out is the Fibrid Hybrid, the 19.5 with a 41-inch shaft. They know through research that that is the easiest club for somebody to hit out of the fairway. They've done the analysis on it, and it's a real neat-looking golf club. I mean, it's kind of a mix between a hybrid and a fairway wood, and definitely something that we've had a chance to hit and I love, and I think they've got a great product out there and something anybody looking for a new product, definitely give these an option.
Yeah, and if you're poking around on the web, too, after visiting our site, which we know you all do, go over to wilsonstaff.com and take that fitting test. I'm interested to see what 14 clubs and which ball they would suggest for my game.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great concept, and it helps. We talk so much about being custom fit, and the fact is, you know, a lot of you can't get custom fit, but you can look at their website. You can call our 800 number, speak to any one of our sales professionals. I mean, the average tenure here is 14 years. These guys know the business. They know how to static fit somebody, and they can get you close to what you need.
You can get a lot closer than you can just grabbing something off the shelf.
Without a doubt. Yeah. Without a doubt. So, and even if you think you're standard, which is fine if you just want to be reassured, you know, but the chances are if you're 5'7" and shorter, or you're 6'1" and taller, and I mean, the chances are pretty good that you're going to need a custom fit set of golf clubs.
Well, talking about websites, talking about our site, the Golf Better podcast icon on the bottom of the homepage takes you to the Golf Better page where you can also register to win and ask you questions.
Correct. We have a register to win. So every week that we have a product that we're giving away on the show, there'll be a register to win button there. Just click on that and give us the information that we require of you. And you're automatically submitted to win the product that we're giving away. And then also there's the Ask Kenny button. You know, feel free to click on that button. Those emails come direct to me, and I personally answer each and every one of those. And every now and then we'll do an Ask Kenny segment where, you know, if we use one of your questions on the show, we'll send you a Golf Better podcast hat. And we, you know, no questions out of bounds, just shoot them our way, and definitely – that's the fun part of the job. And also, don't forget, at the bottom of our website, on any of the pages that you're on, there's a Facebook and a Twitter icon that you can click on there. Become a fan on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. Anytime we have special announcements, sometimes we have promotions that are going on just on Facebook. But if you want to follow us and you know, watch us and see what we're doing out at the retail stores or here at the corporate office, definitely love to have you as a fan or a follower on Facebook and Twitter.
From our last episode with Titleist Golf, they were kind enough to provide us with some golf balls we'll be giving away periodically, kind of an assortment pack, a salad bar of balls from Titleist. You have a sleeve of DTs, a sleeve of NXTs, NXT Tours, and a sleeve of Pro V1. So you can do your own little ball fitting and see which one works for you. We had hundreds of names in those, and the one we drew out for this week is
Scott Jacobson from Perrysburg, Ohio. So congratulations, Scott.
Scott, congratulations. We'll be getting in touch with you. We have your personal information. We'll get them on the way to you. But most importantly, we want to know how those balls work for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Let us know because you're going to be getting a plethora of sleeves. So tell us which one works best for you and whatever doesn't, give them to your buddy and see if he might use the ones that you didn't.
Well, thanks again to Bob Thurman and our good friends at Wilson Golf for setting that up. And Kenny, thanks so much for sitting in again. And to you folks out in our listening audience, we're glad you joined us. And join us back in a couple weeks with another exciting episode of Golf Better at edwinwattsgolf.com. So long, everyone.